Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We are chatting with Dana Lyons, fund manager based out of Chicago. Now, Dana, it's been actually quite a while that you and I have been talking about this two-way market in the U.S. equity markets ever since the election, the strong market that we have experienced in the U.S., and the continued push to pretty much all-time highs. Yeah, momentum might have slowed a little bit recently in the last few weeks, but the dips have been relatively shallow and bought back relatively quickly. This just all speaks to what you've been outlining as a two-way market. Some sectors doing well, some lagging, and that money rotating between them all. What sectors right now, Dana, have your attention? Where are you putting some of your money?
Yeah, that's right. As we've talked about, you know, most after that, you know, that incredible post-election rally that we saw, not just in the U.S. equity market, but in many financial markets around the world, from foreign equities to bond yields, the inverse in bond prices, commodities shot higher, cryptos shot higher, so many financial markets shot higher. And since, you know, around the middle of spring, everything's been basically in a consolidation mode, which is not unhealthy, you know, working off the excesses that we saw in that rally post-election and putting things back into a mode where you have more of a sustainable bottom, a tradable bottom that can be the impetus for the next upleg. So I would say whereas the S&P 500 is kind of creeping and teasing new highs every day, if you look at the broader market, something like the value line geometric, which measures the median stock in the market, or the Russell 2000 small caps, basically have been going sideways to slightly lower over that time. So I would say that the broad equity market's been in a nice consolidation phase, and I think is likely to continue that for a little time. So as you mentioned, it's been a two-way market. There's been a market where we say trade, not invest. So we're going, as we said, for singles, not home runs. So buying the dips and selling the rips. So don't get married anything. So it depends on what day you ask me in such a market what we're doing. So at the present time, yesterday, today, we'll see if we get another opportunity tomorrow. But a couple things we've got our eyes on and are doing is right now buying some biotech, specifically that IBB is the ticker symbol on the ETF. Challenge finally bounced back, challenged those highs from earlier in the year and setting up a potential new breakout in upleg. So we're getting a nice pullback the last few days in IBB. We'd be buying it around here and down towards 164. Another thing, another area we're looking at is the bond market. We are bond bears, but in the short term, looking at an opportunity right now as yields hit some resistance and actually buying bonds for a trade, specifically TLT or any long bond instrument, looks like a good buy right here, at least for a bounce. So those are a couple areas we're looking at.
So, Dana, how short-term are you looking for these trades? As you said, you're trying to hit singles, doubles, not home runs. That, to me, means these are more shorter-term trades and maybe 5, 10%, well, probably not even that much of a gain, and then you're going to take it and run. What's your general strategy? Summarize that in terms of time frame and profit targets, please.
In general, we're buying relative strength into pullback. So something like IBB had been relative strength, which means it's one of the better performing areas of the market, which it was after the election. We look for a spot to pull back and buy that. So something like that, we'll be looking for moves to new highs. So on IBB, buying it in and around here, we're looking for a move to new highs and a new upleg. Something like the bonds is kind of a contrarian play. So in the long term, we are bearish, but in the short term, we're setting up right here just from a technical basis for a pullback in yields and another bounce in bond prices. So that would be a shorter term duration. If we got 5-10% on the TLT, we'd be happy, very happy with that. That's kind of a contrarian play against our longer term bias in the bond market. And another thing we're looking at right now is China, whereas you know, most markets around the globe right now are consolidating those big rallies they had post-election and are in overall buy the dip modes. They're still in uptrends, higher highs, higher lows, and looking for opportunities to buy the dip. China, specifically the Shanghai Composite, is one exception to that rule. We're hitting lower highs ever since the top about 13 years ago, I think it was. So we've hit a series of lower highs. We're hitting another lower high right now in the short term. And I think it looks like a good spot for a short opportunity. So shorting that, I would not be surprised to see new lows here for actually new 52-week lows potentially in the Shanghai Composite and in the an ETF like ASHR, which tracks the A-Shares Shanghai Composite, looks like a good shorting opportunity here and up towards the 40 level. So that would be a continuation of the trend in place, as well as you know, the biotechs and a couple other things, financials setting up for another potential up leg. And we continue to buy tech and healthcare into pullbacks in a continuation of the trade. I would say that bond buy is the only like kind of counter trend move that we would be looking at. So counter trend play within this 2A market would be something we'd look at, you know, potentially shorter term. We'd be quicker to pull to take profits on something like that. Whereas the other plays that are continuation of the trend, we would maybe take some partial profits and do a quick move in our direction, but looking for new highs there. So we'd be holding on to a portion of those plays, looking for, you know, a longer term play. And like I said, a potential new upleg.
Well, Dana, one thing I'd like to ask you about is just your strategy around trading, because a lot of investors are more buy and hold value investors. They're looking for weakness to accumulate, and they pretty much just hold and don't do much. But then there's the other side of investors that are more actively managing their accounts like you do. I'm very active in the way I manage the account as well. And I'm curious, how do you look for, you know, what really catches your attention, I guess, on a technical level or on a metrics level to get into a position? And then at what point do you decide, okay, it is time to pull profits? Is there some indicator that you watch when you say, okay, it's time to exit or at least pull partial profits, because you're rotating in and out of a lot of different sectors, you're shorting some sectors, you're long some sectors. So just what is your trading philosophy and how do you manage the funds that you manage?
Sure. So that's a good question. So there's a macro side and a micro side. So a macro side is we have a macro, like top-down overall risk model that we operate on a intermediate term basis. So from like a 2 to 6 month time period and potentially sometimes longer. So, and that is, there's a lot of metrics dealing with breadth and money flow in that. And that tells us what the direction of the overall broad market is at any given time. And the direction of the broad market is going to dictate the direction of most of the stocks in the market at any given time. So if our model is presently in a bullish stance, then we're going to be have more of a bias to the upside and more of a bias towards buying aggressively and buying the dips and looking for opportunities to buy. On the flip side, if our risk model is bearish, we'll be a little bit more defensive, look to take quicker profits, look to, if we are looking to buy some relative strength areas in the dips, we'll probably be a little bit more patient and waiting for not, you know, the slightest pullback to initial support. We might be looking for more substantial support levels before we do buy those dips. And in those times when our risk model is bearish, we will also look for opportunities to hedge at times, look for laggards in the market that are hitting resistance, kind of like the Chinese position or situation that I mentioned, look for opportunities to hedge. And in a two-way market, a trading environment like this, we will look for opportunities on both sides of the market, you know, opportunities to buy the dips and quick triggers in exiting. And the same thing on the upside, look for quick opportunities to short and then cover quickly when we're in this type of two-way market as opposed to, you know, a trendy market like we saw after the election. So that's kind of our philosophy in a nutshell. Another component to it would be the micro side, as which helps us. That's when we dig down to the specific market, specific ticker that we're actually trading. Then we go to the charts and look at some of our charting techniques and charting analytics that we use to kind of fine tune the entry and exit points. And we use a lot of Fibonacci and some mean reversion type stuff. So we're looking for trends in place, but mean reversion tactics in terms of entry and exit points. So to sum it up, start with the macro view. Where is our risk model bullish or bearish that orients our bias towards either buying the dips or being quick in selling the rips and being more defensive? And then from my micro standpoint, we look towards the charts and the specific tickers and positions that we're in to help us fine tune those entry and exit points.
Okay, Dana, I appreciate that breakdown. Just a final question here regarding your move into the bond market. Look, yields have bounced a little bit, so bonds started to roll over a little bit just in July. What's your play for bonds here? Is this a short-term trade, or do you actually think that bonds are going to garner another buy and yields move even lower?
Right. It depends on the duration. In the short term, yeah, we're looking for a little bounce in yield. So if I pull up the TLT chart, well, looking at right now, looking at the 30-year yield, we've got some resistance up here around that 2% to 205 level. Looking for a move down towards the recent lows around 184, and then potentially down towards either 145 to 166 or so. So looking for maybe new lows and yields for this recent pullback. But eventually we're looking for a more of a longer term low there, and then trade up to new highs and yields in the next level. If we could get above that like 250 level that we saw earlier in the year, we'd be looking at maybe a move up towards 350-ish potentially on the 30-year yield. So if you're looking at the TLT, we're buying it in here around that 145, 146 level. Looking for a quick move up towards, 154 or so, and potentially, I would say best case scenario, we get up around 157, 158, and we'd be happy to take profits at that point. But eventually, like I said, I wouldn't be surprised to see TLT go to new 52-week lows and bond yields. I think our thesis is that we bottomed the long-term cycle. That's about a 60-year cycle. That our thesis is that we did bottom during that COVID dip, and that we do generally go up for many years to come or even decades to come. So in general, we'd be looking to short bonds into rallies. But right now, we just have a good setup for a short-term trade and buying the bonds.
All right, Dana, good chatting with you, buddy. Thanks for at least sharing some of the positions that you're taking. And yeah, right now, especially over summer, it is more about hitting singles rather than any big home runs, because we're just not seeing major moves. But boy, oh boy, these U.S. markets just continue to grind higher. Dana, thanks as always for your time, buddy. We'll chat again in another couple weeks.
Always a pleasure. Thanks, guys.